The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is May the 26th, 7:05 in the morning. News, top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here. Morning,
good,
buddy.
Good morning.
What'd you do? Did you work all weekend?
A little bit, but then I went to the lake.
Which one?
I actually went to both. I went to Whiskey Town on Sunday and tried to work on a boat with my buddy. We got it running, got it going, and then the steering went out, so...
Well, you can still drive it around. You just put your feet in the water. You have to go slow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. No, we had to use his like trolling motor to go around for a little bit.
Trolling motor. I hope you didn't run anybody over.
No.
With that trolling motor giving you, what, 2 miles an hour?
Yeah, just about.
Hey, you said it rained on the lake.
Oh, yeah, and I was at Shasta Lake last night.
And it rained?
It rained a little bit, yeah.
Huh. Well, you know, I'm seeing it in our forecast. What I see in our forecast here is rain. Today it's going to be high, about 74, mostly sunny, then a slight chance of thunderstorms, and then tomorrow a slight chance of rain in 74. And Thursday, chance of showers in 77, rain this week. And then partly sunny on Friday and Saturday, a high of 84 on Sunday, and sunny. So, okay. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business, been in business about 30 years, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Shasta Gas Propane, you can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Paul Salisbury. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
I'm going to turn him up just a little bit. Okay. And Paul is running for Congress in the 2nd District.
Yep.
Yep. So tell us who Paul Salisbury is.
Well,
where you come from, what you done, all those kind of things.
Yeah. Well, I've had quite a diverse life experience, I think. You know, I've lived in Shasta County for 18 years, but before that, I grew up in Alaska.
What part?
Anchorage area, Palmer.
Okay.
So, you know, a small town, 3,000 people back then where I couldn't go to...
Does that count bears?
What's that?
Does that 3,000 count bears? No. Okay.
Yeah, just about. Yeah. Well, we had pet moose, so, you know.
Of course.
And,
it's Alaska.
I lived in an igloo. No. But no, you know, Alaska's very rural and whatnot, so I learned a lot. You know, I tell my kids that I'm older than cell phones and the internet. They still don't really believe me, but moving on. No, after living in Alaska for the first part of my life, I traveled around the world. I worked with some nonprofit organizations, went over to Africa, Guatemala, mm-hmm. Brazil, seeing a lot of the world. And then spent a couple of years on the East Coast and then came over here to Redding, California.
Okay. So what drew you to Redding?
Friends brought me here. You know, they said, hey, come check it out. And at that point, I kind of didn't want to go back to Alaska. I'd been living on the East Coast, and East Coast is not for me.
Uh-huh.
A little too fast-paced. And so just kind of decided to come here and check it out. And within a few years, got hooked up with an airline and worked for an airline for about 10 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So?
I was a flight attendant for 7 of those 10 years.
That's a whole show in itself.
It is. You learn a lot about people in a short amount of time.
In your experiences as working at the airlines, did you see a change in people that were flying or their attitudes?
I did over the last couple of years that I was there. I saw a lot during COVID.
Yeah.
I flew during COVID, which was...
I bet that was fun.
It was an experience and a half, for sure.
My buddies and I flew back to Wisconsin, and it was during COVID, and so you had to wear a mask. Yep. And my friend was asleep in the middle of the night, and the attendant said, and his mask slipped. He was asleep, and I had mine on. And she said, could you wake him up and tell him to put on his mask? And I went, no. You wake him up and tell him to put on his mask. But Seth's a good guy. So she woke him up, he put his mask up, and promptly fell asleep again. And his mask came down, so she didn't come back. Yeah. So, yeah, imagine. Anyway, okay.
Yeah.
That is a whole hour of that, talking about
that. Yes, I could tell you stories. Yeah.
Yeah, I bet. Okay, so then what got you into politics? Oh, wait a minute. There's more to your story. You've worked with mental health and all that.
Yeah, so I've worked, most recently I'm working in mental health. I'm a mobile crisis clinician. I have a master's in psychology. I have a bachelor's in communication studies. In Alaska, I worked as an EMT.
Mm-hmm.
Washington State and Alaska combined. But one of those summers in Alaska, I worked as an EMT up in Denali National Park, where I was kind of like the lead EMT. I was responsible for making decisions about whether or not we brought in a medevac helicopter,
mm-hmm.
transported somebody to Fairbanks, or took them to the local clinic. So I was put in a position of authority there. Locally here in Shasta County, I've worked as a public guardian for Shasta County for a period of time. And I worked in group homes here in Shasta County. So I've been out into the community working with, you know, everyday people, the citizens and, you know, whatnot. So I have a pretty good understanding as, you know, what it's like to struggle, see it, and mental health specifically right now. Obviously, it's a hot topic here in Shasta County, but also in the nation. You know, we just saw the shooting at the White House. They're saying that that's mental health related. So
yeah, this guy had all types of problems. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I think I've read that 20 to 30% of 911 calls are mental health related. So I think it's a bigger issue than what people realize.
I probably would think that the homeless situation has got a lot to do with mental health and drug and alcohol abuse, but one leads to another.
It does. When I first started, I had to get hours when I first started in school, and I spent a lot of those hours at the Good News Rescue Mission providing therapy to people there. And hearing their stories, you start to understand why they get into drugs and alcohol. Maybe it's abuse. Maybe it's their situation. But you realize very quickly on that some people don't really have a whole lot of tools with them to be able to get out of their addiction. So they need that help.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very controversial how we help them. Obviously, you know, we throw in a lot of money at mental health, and we haven't seen very, very many results.
We spent $26 billion on homeless here in California, and it's just gotten worse, and we don't even know where the money went to.
Right.
Or which even programs work.
Right.
And, I mean, that right there should be a investigation. Probably won't see that, but should be. Yeah.
Call Nick Shirley.
Yeah. Well, we've just passed a law that Nick Shirley can be put in jail. Thank you, California, for researching things like this. They even call it the Nick Shirley Law. Yeah. Isn't that amazing what people will do to cover their rear ends there? I'm here with Paul Salisbury, who's running for District 2 Congress and against, I don't know, four or five people in the field.
Seven other people.
Seven other people. Okay. This, of course, as we know, District 2 is a result of Prop 50, which took away the few voting or representation rights we have here up here in the North State. when the way they drew it looks like a rat, where, well, really it looks like my Angus cows, that you've got the blocky part, and then you've got the tail heading down to San Francisco. Other people have called it a rat. Other people call it an elephant. Any of those describe it, which is, and which will be settled here in November, who represents us, you know, for next year. But Paul's throwing his hat in the ring. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Hi, I'm Rich McKenzie. I've lived in Shasta County for 47 years. You would say I'm as conservative of a Republican as they come. That is why I'm asking you to vote for Aaron Reznor for supervisor. Kevin Cry has embarrassed this county long enough. Our county is less safe, our money is being wasted, and he's not fighting for us or our children and grandchildren. Aaron Reznor will. Please vote for Aaron Reznor for supervisor.
Paid for by Aaron Reznor for supervisor 2026.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billy, Panda Express, Star Thistle, Preston Jacobs, and Cash featuring Ashley Black and Kane McGee. Enjoy fun with the whole family with Reading Balloons and Face Pinning by Squishy Doodle. Come down to the 19th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 14th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Now, yesterday up at IGO, they had a ceremony to commemorate Memorial Day. And ceremony included rifle salutes and wreath laying in remembrance for those who fell. You know, Memorial Day is to honor those who have fallen defending our country. And there is going to be another Memorial Day service on the true Memorial Day of May 30th. It's going to be down at the Civic Auditorium at the Veterans Memorial Grove, Saturday, May 30th at 11 a.m. And please join us as we honor those military personnel lost in service to our country. All veterans, family, friends, and members of the public are cordially invited to attend. And there'll be a complimentary lunch immediately following the ceremony. It's put on by, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. It's the 33rd annual memorial service. I'll be there, it's not a long service. There's tents up for shade, water, chairs, and everything. And it is the true Memorial Day, the 30th of May. Our guest today is Paul Salisbury, who is candidate for District 2 for Congress. And he's got a varied background, but he has worked in the mental health area. And this is, you've got certain priorities that you would like to address. Is that correct?
Yeah, I've narrowed it down to at least three, just to make it easy for everybody. But there's a ton of issues that we got going on in the country, and that's the hard part of being a representative for a district this vast.
It's huge.
I think it's bigger than the average district when I looked at it. It's 760,000 people, roughly.
Uh-huh.
And the average district is only like 680,000. So we have, I think, a bigger district than normal, plus...
So that's like one person per square mile.
Yeah.
Up here.
Yeah. Unless you're in Modoc County, then it's like one person every 2 miles.
When you add in parts of San Francisco and Marin County, they bump up the numbers here.
But then it's also diverse. You know, you have, you have very rural and then very coastal. And what, like I said, back in March during the forum, you know, what's going to work in Modoc is not going to work in Marin. What's going to work in Shasta is not going to work in Del Norte or Humboldt. So we have to take it from an individual standpoint, not a blanket statement, you know, across the board. So I've talked to, Mike Freeman, superintendent for Shasta County of Education, and one of the things he was saying was just the paperwork, the forms, you know, filling out for funding and everything. It's difficult. And so he'd like to see like a, you know, kind of like, you know, when you do your taxes, you know, 1040 and do a 1040 easy, but for them do an easy form, you know, for the rural schools, you know, and you know, that's one thing that Doug LaMalfa was working on was a school, resource, funding for rural schools. And I'd like to continue that legacy on a lot of what Doug's done. I'd like to continue working on that as much as possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
You said you believe every family deserves to feel safe at home and in their community.
Yeah. We have to be at a nation where, you know, I mean, growing up, obviously, you know, I grew up in a time where you could leave your car unlocked. You could leave your, you know, almost like you'd almost leave your keys in the car kind of situation. But you could leave your door unlocked and you could leave things in your front yard and not really be concerned about people taking it. And nowadays we got so much crime going on. You know, people are coming in, even just into people's homes, middle of the day and stuff. So working with our local law enforcement, working with local community agencies to help make sure that everyone feels safe as much as possible.
Well, as a congressman, how would you do that?
Well, that would be probably supporting our law enforcement in a way where they have the tools necessary to be able to keep people safe. You know, right now we have a lot of laws going on where people are getting arrested and immediately getting booked and released. Trying to figure out exactly what that transcends to at a community level. Because obviously at a nationwide level, you gotta figure out what the infrastructure looks like. You know, do we build more prisons or do we institute private prisons or do we, you know, what do we do? Specifically one thing is, you know, well, I don't want to get off topic. That's more homeless related, but, it really just comes down to, making sure that the agencies that are tasked in charge have the tools necessary to properly address crime, which ties into homelessness, which, I'm trying to stay on topic with you, but at the same time, I'm trying to let the listeners know that, because I've been told mental health is like zero what we do at the congressional level. And I disagree with that. I think it starts at the federal level and ends at the community level. But mental health touches all areas of our lives, that it touches healthcare access, it touches cost of living, it touches community safety, you know.
Well, feds could provide grants.
Yeah.
Down to states and to cities and counties that would, you know, that would go to expanding mental health capabilities or treatments down here. We've had in the over the past, 6 weeks, two mental health care facilities get shot down right here in Shasta County.
Yeah. And obviously that became very political very quickly.
Yeah.
I was really disappointed to see that True North Campus didn't happen. There was a lot of money that was going to come to Shasta County, and it was going to benefit a lot of people. And then when I saw the alternative, I said, "Well, that's good too. We definitely need a facility close to home for our youth, because in my profession, I do interact with a lot of youth who have mental health issues and." Right now, if they get placed in the hospital and then they get placed somewhere outside the county, oftentimes it can be all the way down into the Bay Area, or even further south if need be,
yeah.
Which impacts families, because then it's difficult for families to go and visit them. There's cost. It's just a web full of just how everything is supposed to work. And so, we have to sit back and figure out, okay, what are the solutions, but then what is the most practical one that doesn't impact the taxpayers the most, you know? And so building a facility here, maybe, you know, we don't build a big facility. We build lots of small ones, you know. I think we need a second homeless shelter in town, specifically one that is able to house homeless people with their pets. I know the Good News Rescue Mission does allow some people with pets, but then I've interacted with some people where their pets are not allowed or their pets are too aggressive. And there's a, you know, maybe that means working more with Haven Humane Society or something like that, but it's a barrier to getting people off the street. And then, you know, furthermore, you know, when law enforcement, so I respond with law enforcement at times, but then sometimes law enforcement responds when I can't respond. And I've seen law enforcement in the hospital waiting hours with a mental health person because there's not a bed. There's, you know, they have to just sit there and wait. And so that officer is
he's having to wait with them. Yeah.
They need to be out on the street making sure that we're safe. And so when they're tied up with somebody in the hospital for mental health, that's a problem. So I'm trying to most importantly, I'm trying to educate the community, let them know that when somebody has a mental health issue, the first thing is they have to go through the hospital. They can't just go to a place like here in Shasta County, like RESPAD or CBH or Community Behavioral Health. They have to go to the hospital, and then they have to wait, and then they get reevaluated, and then they get placed somewhere. But it takes up resources that the doctors and nurses are frustrated, not that they don't want to help them, but that's not their area of specialty. And so we really need to carve out an area of specialty of building what's known as crisis stabilization units. And I think that you'll start to see the homeless, the unhoused population addressed in a more practical way, and it'll address the insurance premiums, the wait times. It'll it'll affect areas in so many different ways. And so when it comes to funding at the federal level, yeah, you can institute grants, but then we need to tie those grants to accountability and audits in a way where we're not just giving it to somebody who just created a company overnight. We need to
so
give
it doesn't
it,
become fraud.
Yeah, we need to give it to an organization that maybe has already been doing the work, like Good News Rescue Mission. They, they've already been doing the work, and they got a lot of that money to build the funding. Yeah. So that's a good start.
I'm here with Paul Salisbury. He's running for District 2 Congress, and we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst. Jeff Wurst, I call him the Windshield Whisperer. There is nobody that can fix a windshield better than Jeff Wurst, in my opinion. He has been doing this for over a quarter of a century, and he comes from the old school. He fixes your windshield, and he guarantees it for the life of the windshield. That's right. Don't take a chance with your family's safety. Get it repaired by a master windshield repair specialist. Whether it's a small chip or cracks up to 24 inches, Jeff can fix it, and like I said, he guarantees it for the life of the windshield. Not sure? You got summer trips coming? Bring your vehicle down for a free inspection and analysis to 3208 South Market Street. Jeff takes it into his climate-controlled garage there, his shop, and he'll look at it. If it needs to be fixed, he fixes it for a very reasonable price. You're not going to be disappointed at Crackmaster. Located again at 3208 South Market Street, or give them a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Locally owned, locally operated, and a better known business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And we'll be right back with Paul Salisbury.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi, I'm Rich McKenzie. I've lived in Shasta County for 47 years. You would say I'm as conservative of a Republican as they come. That is why I'm asking you to vote for Aaron Reznor for supervisor. Kevin Cry has embarrassed this county long enough. Our county is less safe, our money is being wasted, not fighting for us or our children and grandchildren. Aaron Reznor will. Please vote for Aaron Reznor for supervisor.
Paid for by Aaron Reznor for supervisor 2026.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Carrie Crancy, CEO of the Community Foundation of the North State, and we are so grateful for the partnership of the Reading Rancheria over 20 years and counting.
Hi, I'm Jenna Berry with Raising Shasta. We love partnering with the Rancheria. They've been a huge supporter of us for years in so many ways. You know, they help us with our fundraisers, and especially when we come to planting pinwheels.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at PremierOilChange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadero locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
These days, families are feeling it. Groceries cost more. Gas costs more. Everything costs more. And for a lot of folks here in Shasta County, it's getting harder just to stay. That's why Supervisor Kevin Cry stands firm against new taxes, because he knows what happens when government keeps taking more. Small businesses close their doors, jobs disappear, and families, they're forced to leave the place they call home. While other candidates talk about raising taxes, Kevin Cry has taken a different path. Under his leadership, Shasta County has balanced its budget without piling more burden on you. Because Kevin believes government should live within its means, just like the families it serves. Times are tough, but we're in this together. And Shasta County needs leaders who stand strong, protect our families, and fight for our future. Re-elect Kevin Cry for supervisor. Standing up for Shasta County.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect Kevin Cry, supervisor, District 1.
Hi friends, RC here from Tobacco and Brew, sharing this month's Cigar of the Humidor. H. Upman Sunrise, grown, fermented, aged at the A.J. Fernandez factory, this stick is medium in body, offering an Ecuadorian Connecticut seed wrapper, along with robust, hand-selected Nicaraguan long filler. Notes of coffee, cedar, and nuts make this a perfect cigar for any time of day. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't lock up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls.
Welcome back to Free Fire. Times they are changing. Yeah. See, he is, who is that to you?
Who is what?
That guy that was just singing. Who is that to you?
What do you mean? He's a singer, an older singer.
What's his name?
Bob Dylan.
That's right. But who, I mean, were you, no. You never heard him when he was young.
No.
Yeah. And that's too bad because, but someday you can tell the young people, yeah, you should have heard K-Bop. Give me a break. Okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy Maxwell started this company back in 1993. It's not her first rodeo. She's been helping families, seniors, business owners, and veterans ever since. You know what? With the insurance the way it is and the insurance companies pulling out, coming back, raising prices, and by the way, California Fair Plan's going up almost 30% in October. And that's the last insurance of, that's the last wall of insurance that you can get. Or is it? Why don't you call Judy Maxwell at 530-221-0441. There are other insurance companies that she works with that can probably help you. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, Maxwell Insurance and Financial, two separate divisions under one roof. Doesn't get any better than that. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, locally owned, locally operated, been in the business, like I said, since 1993, right here in Redding. I'm here with Paul Salisbury, who's running for candidate. He's the candidate running for Congress in the 2nd Congressional District after Prop 50. That's us. I went from 1 to 2. In the city, I went from District 1 to District 2. Anyway, that's got nothing to do with it. All right. One of the things that you want to try and help is cost of living. As a congressman, how can you do that?
Well, there's several things we can look at. First and foremost, right now, you know, our cost of gas is out of control. Researching that and learning, you know, specifically California, let's just stick nationwide. You know, the federal gas tax right now, it's like 18 cents. I think the diesel tax is about 21 cents. I would push to temporarily suspend that.
Yeah.
I can't permanently suspend it because...
No, but you could temporarily suspend
it. Yeah, but the cost, because the cost of even just temporarily suspending is in the billions, you know, but that, we can adjust that. We can make some changes, you know, because we need to see relief at the fuel pump. Another area is, you know, the cost of building a house. the permits, the cost of fees for permitting is $100,000+ just in fees and inspections alone. You know, we can reduce that or eliminate some of those things because, you know, obviously, you know, being a Republican, it's less government, less bureaucracy, less, you know, red tape and all that stuff. It's streamlining in a way where it makes it more effective. And so, you know, so you got the gas, then you got the housing aspects of things.
Imports.
Yeah. You know, we really need to get to the point where we streamline things in a way where we, you know, right now we got tariffs going on, and that's, Trump's talked about how that's brought in a lot of money, which is good. I think there's, you know, getting back to the gas thing, you know, we are relying heavily on foreign oil and foreign gasoline. And so, you know, I know when Trump was in when he was first in office, you know, he filled our oil reserves to the brim, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the oil and everything. We need to get back to a more self-sustaining, you know, community and government where we're focusing on us first more than everything else. You
okay.
know, we got to take care of our own people. And what that looks like at the federal level is, you know, maybe a middle class, relief tax, you know, where the average everyday person is getting, a tax break, you know, or, you know, like in Alaska, we had what's known as a permanent fund dividend. So I'd like to see, you know, various resources around the country where we could maybe, have a kickback for the average everyday person, potentially, you know. Alaska, they got the permanent fund dividend once a year. They got average $500, somewhere up to $2,000 once a year per person, you know.
That's based on your oil production, though, right?
It's based on the oil production. So, you know, when it comes down to it, it's really, you know, we got to find ways at the federal level to cut these costs and cut these, you know, these barriers to putting more money back in the pockets. You know, Trump talked about, you know, no tax on tips, no tax on overtimes. You know, now there's talks about no tax on the first $100,000 that you earn. How about we start eliminating copays? You know, I pay a copay on top of my monthly insurance. You know, we lowering prescription costs to where it's got to be areas where it affects people nationwide. And I know medications is one of the biggest areas, especially in the older population. It affects people, you know, because I see it right now, you know, I'm subsidizing, you know, copays or out of pocket costs for my mom because her insurance doesn't cover it. She's on Medicare and she's on, private insurance supplemental.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to get to a point where it's beneficial.
Well, I think that people realize that what people pay for the same medications in Europe, we're paying 100% more. And the question is why is that? And I think Trump's gone after some of the pharmaceutical companies, and they have dropped the price, insulin and all that. But still, it seems like, you know, first of all, big pharmaceutical companies do need money so they can continue to research. But when they have something that they've discovered and it works, why is somebody in Croatia paying, you know, 100% less, 80% less than we're paying in California or Idaho? And I think that's where Congress needs to get into things like this.
Yeah.
Which I think they do.
Well, then the cost of, you know, how the hospitals, you know, the amount that we're getting charged at the hospitals for emergency visits and stuff like that, those are all impactful too.
Well, are you talking about a single payer health system now?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. No. You're just talking about finding ways to get the cost reduced.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm here with Paul Salisbury and running for 2nd District Congress. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
And what are some of the biggest challenges that you have had with sellers when it comes to determining the right price for their home?
Well, that's a good question. We get it a lot, actually. And I can tell you that every owner, including me when I'm selling something, we always want more than it's worth. And I think most people know that. So I think what it is really taking the time to sit down and thoughtfully go through the comparables that are similar to yours that have sold recently and do the very best you can to be realistic. If I was a buyer in today's market and I was viewing 3 or 4 homes that are similar, which one would stand out to have the most features and benefits for the price?
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Sorry about yesterday morning. We had one, we had some glitches in the morning. It was good on Sunday. And on Monday, as soon as we found out about it, the engineers came screaming down here with cops following them because they were driving so fast to be able to fix. And they did. They fixed it. How does that happen? I don't know. It's only been 16 years. you think we'd have it figured out by now. But it's something new every time. Right, Ben? It wasn't Ben. Ben is totally innocent on this one. He was out basking in the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't try to overwhelm me with your response here.
I know.
Okay, hey, I am here with Paul Salisbury, candidate for Congress District 2. Okay. Let's talk about those things at the federal level. Military.
Yeah, we need
our armed forces.
Yeah, we need a strong military, hands down. You know, we need to give our men and women that are serving in our military the best equipment, the best training, and the best leadership possible.
Okay. And then the border.
Yeah, the border. We absolutely need a secure border. We have to have it, you know.
So you support that. You support, you know, funding the military.
Yeah.
But also the border has seemed to be, that problem seems to have been solved, but it could go away in the next administration or the next Congress. There could be a problem there. So having that border the way it is, where nobody, it's not just a welcome
yeah.
wagon.
Yeah, we need to have strong borders. It impacts, you know, the drug trafficking. It impacts the immigration. It impacts everything. You know, we have to have strong borders because that comes down to just safety in general, you know, nationwide. We need to support our military and our border patrol and the organizations that are out there doing the work, that are putting their lives mm-hmm. in line every day. We can't just have an open door. We can't.
And it doesn't work, man, because as you pointed out earlier, that fentanyl is one of the biggest problems.
Yeah.
And the open border, as we talked about, lets fentanyl in yeah. by the tons.
You know, so what, yeah, and it's, you know, the cartel is going to have their ways of trying to get across the border, but we have to put up every possible roadblock to prevent that from happening.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the biggest ways is building the wall. That's the one thing that Trump did when he first got in office. Not only is he said he was going to do it, but then he actually started doing it, you know. And so building the wall, building securing the borders, having stronger immigration checks, where we're not letting people in into the country, because I'm seeing videos across social media of people still getting in that are terrorists, that are they're saying, "Do you know who I am? Okay, you're going to find out one day who I am." That's concerning, because that right there
says, scary.
That says, okay, this person's up to no good,
mm-hmm.
and we need to, you know, and they're in our country. So we need to stop that. And then one way we stop that is protecting the Second Amendment. You know, I have an A grade rating with the CRPA, California
okay.
Rifle Pistol Association. And so we have to be able to allow our citizens to uphold the Second Amendment and to carry. If they meet the criteria, allow them to carry and
be able to protect themselves.
Right, and bear arms,
yeah.
You know. It's the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, you know, it's foundational to our country. And it's foundational.
When you think about the First Amendment, no, I'm not going to get on that horse, but then when it came to number two, it was the right to bear arms. So that's kind of tells you what they were thinking back then. Infrastructure, which seems to be a problem we have up here in the North State in this district.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, we need better infrastructure. We need better roads, specifically, you know, when you're, and then getting into like wildfire mitigation, you know, MoDoc County is doing a really great job right now in doing the mechanical thinning of their forest. Because I'm driving out to Trinity County and I'm seeing dead trees among all the other trees, and
better fuels.
And I'm just like, it's a tinderbox, and we need the strongest communities move from a point of prevention instead of from a point of crisis. And so we need to be preventative. And the way we do that is we bring federal dollars back to District 2 to support the counties that need the infrastructure, the better roads, the wildfire mitigation, the access to things in a way where, you know, people can access things, you know, where a road can be just as dangerous as not having access to healthcare. So it's not just having access to healthcare, but then if you have a really bad road, that's dangerous, you know. Many times during this campaign, I have traveled from here to Humboldt County. And 299, that's a dangerous road.
Oh, yeah.
On the way back, there were
all those roads out there can be dangerous.
Yeah. On the way back, there was a massive boulder on the other side of the road, and there was no way for me to call CHP to alert anybody.
Because there's no cell coverage.
We need.
We're talking about that. More infrastructure. Does that include infrastructure for our schools out in the rural areas?
Yeah, absolutely. What's
your thoughts on that?
Well, we need to be supportive, whether it's building sustainable buildings, providing the resources, the avenues for kids to safely get to school, bringing grant federal dollars to the community so they can sustain themselves.
You said you supported LaMoffa's efforts.
Yeah.
That what he had started on rural yeah. schools.
And I'll be completely honest, I have not looked into it in depth, but I've learned enough that that's one thing that he was working on up until his passing. And so whoever gets in, which I hope it's me, I believe I'm going to be against the front runner for November.
Okay.
But they have to carry on that because that was foundational. I mean, it's critical for counties like Modoc that are rural, counties like Delano that are more rural. We need the infrastructure. You know, right now there's the last chance grade over in Del Norte County. They're looking at building a tunnel because the rock slide's coming down and it's threatening Highway 101.
They're looking at building a tunnel over there?
They're looking at building a tunnel. It's $3 billion. Right now, it started out $2 billion. Now it's up to $3 billion. Well, proposing four-year time frame, you know. But you don't have the environmentalists that are concerned. And
of course they are. They're concerned about everything except what's good for the people.
Right.
Okay, Paul, I got like a minute and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So tell people why they should vote for you.
I am the most well-rounded, experienced, grounded individual that has calm, clear thinking in the sense of what's going to be best for the majority of the people, withholding our core American values from a Republican standpoint that is going to allow people to actually feel the relief that they're looking for. Right now in Washington, we see a lot of fighting and bickering and not a lot happening. And we need to get centered on what's best for the American people, not what's best on one particular agenda, specifically, you know, with me being a Republican. There's a lot of Democratic policies right now that are just absolutely just going to tear this country apart if we're not careful. And I don't have time to get into that. But more importantly, anything – you need somebody that's calm, cool, and collected. You need somebody that's not one-sided, and maybe they're a specialist in this area, specialist in that area. You know, I have a master's degree in psychology, bachelor's in communication. I have real-world experience. I've been in the trenches with the people. I know what's affecting them the most. I still work 3 days a week in mental health during this entire campaign. I start at 6 a.m., end at midnight.
Well, then you and Trump ought to get along, except he does most of his work, it seems like, after midnight. How can people get a hold of you, Paul? Your websites, your next event you got going, what are these in our last 30, 40 seconds here?
Yeah, paulsalisbury.com is my website.
By the way, your website's pretty cool.
Thank you. They can call or text me, 530-364-4973. I'm hoping to plan my next event either at Charlie's Tap House again or Dude's Drive-In.
A wonderful place, Charlie's Tap House. We love that place.
So if anybody wants to come out and meet me, ask me some more questions, I'd love to meet people either tonight or tomorrow.
Okay.
Where at? Charlie's Tap House or Dude's Drive-In. So I'd say probably...
It's today and tomorrow.
Today and tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Paul Salisbury, thanks a lot for being with us, buddy.
All right, thank you.
Good luck.
Yep.
Hey, we'll be right back after the news, and we're going to be talking Colt 45's baseball.
KCNR, Sessa Redding.
Another test of President Trump's political pull among Republican voters. U.S. Senator John Cornyn facing a challenge from Texas State Attorney General Ken Paxton in today's GOP primary runoff. Paxton has been endorsed by President Trump, Cornyn hoping for a fifth term in the Senate. An Alabama redistricting plan temporarily put on hold by a federal court. The plan to use a redrawn congressional map, it could help Republicans pick up an additional seat in the midterm elections. Secretary of State Rubio says U.S.-Iran negotiations continue even as the U.S. military hit Iran once again.
The attacks on missile launch sites and boats placing mines come even as President Donald Trump said on social media that negotiations were proceeding nicely. Earlier, Trump said any agreement to end the Iran war should include a requirement for several additional countries, including Saudi Arabia and Pakistan, to join the Abraham Accords. That's the U.S. brokered agreements from Trump's first term aimed at normalizing relations with Israel. Further details were not immediately available. Kaya Pinjwani, Washington.
Some people forced from their homes by a leaking chemical storage tank in Orange County, Southern California, being allowed to return home.
There was no contamination. There were no fumes. There were no vapors that came from this incident. There was no leak. So it should be, you should feel comfortable going home, even if you're across the street from that new zone line.
Orange County's Health Director Regina Chinzio Kwong. President Trump goes to the doctor today. It's his annual physical and dental exam to take place at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow is down about 29 points. The Nasdaq trading 350 points higher, and the S&P is up 62 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has four flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
They abandoned their homeland to marry up with ISIS. Now they're being allowed to return home with kids in tow.
The Australian government has confirmed that 7 women and 12 children linked to the Islamic State group were heading home on Qatar Airways flights less than 3 weeks after a group of 13 people in similar conditions returned to Australia's two largest cities. 2 women with 7 children have flown to Melbourne. 4 women with 6 children landed about an hour later in Sydney, news media reports. It was not immediately apparent if any arrests were made at the airport. Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke says anyone among the 19 on their way to Australia who's committed crimes can expect to face the full force of the law. I'm Charles Villadesma.
A search operation for 7 villagers trapped inside a flooded cave in central Laos has entered its 7th day as rescuers encounter tough terrain and weather in their bid to reach the group. Townhall.com. New Jersey's Governor Mikey Sherrill, among Democrats voicing support for hunger strikers held at a federal immigration detention facility in Newark, New Jersey.
The liberal agenda on full display in New Jersey, where the Democrat governor of the state, Mikey Sherrill, attempting to visit illegal aliens being held at an ICE detention center in Newark. Some are reportedly on a hunger strike, protesters clashing with law enforcement outside the facility. The governor says she was denied entry, saying it raises serious questions about what they're trying to hide from public view. Meanwhile, Republican lawmakers in New Jersey looking to arrest and deport illegals with criminal records as quickly as possible. Laura Winters reporting.
Democrats increasingly critiquing each other over their personal stock trades and primaries. They're questioning individual trades and the personal wealth of their rivals, a bid to build credibility with the voters. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on Tuesday, the 26th of May, 8:05 in the morning at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. And, wow, I'm all pumped up. You know, and the best part is I didn't have to retrain myself after being off 3 days. That is the first 3 days that I've been off. And I wasn't off because, you know, you got things to do, but didn't have to come in here. And but Buford, the Wonder Dog, figures at 6, well, the other night at 4, maybe it was 4 o'clock in the morning, he got up. And I thought, and he never gets up. So we went outside at 4 in the morning. You know what's out at 4 in the morning?
A whole lot of nothing?
No, turn him on. Yeah. I'm here with Jacob Green.
A whole lot of nothing's out there.
No, there's nothing. There's nothing going on at 10 o'clock. So you can imagine at 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm out there looking around. The only thing I was concerned about was skunks, because sometimes skunks visit our property. And I was thinking, whatever you do, Buford, don't jump on a skunk. No, it just would not make my day. Anyway, good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
National days today.
It's National Paper Airplane Day.
Oh, another big day.
And National Blueberry Cheesecake Day. That's about it.
Blueberry Cheesecake.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. Weather. Today is going to be about 74 degrees, mostly sunny. Then a slight chance of thunderstorms. It looked like last night, it looked like rain. You said it rained up at Mount Shasta.
Yeah, yesterday. Lake Shasta.
Yeah, or Lake Shasta. And then tomorrow, a slight chance of rain and 74. It's going to be like that, my friends, through Friday. And on Saturday, you know, a slight chance of rain every day and lows in the, you know, in the 70s the whole time and at night in the mid-50s. But on Saturday, it comes back to high of 84 and sunny. So, yeah, a good week. And this weekend for Memorial Day is going to be beautiful. And, of course, the service is out there at 11 o'clock at the Civic Auditorium at the Veterans Garden. Will be there, and they start at 11. You want to probably get there around 10:30. There's going to be tents and chairs set up and water and that kind of stuff. The service will take, the ceremony will take maybe an hour, a little bit less. And then it's followed by a complimentary lunch right there at the Civic. So, and that'll be Saturday at 11 o'clock. But the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas and Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, been in business close to 30 years, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. Gives discounts for seniors and veterans, good people, the Kenny family. And you can reach them at 530-365-3793. The news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. My guest, who is usually on the other side of the microphone, is Jacob Green. Good morning, Jacob.
Morning, Carl.
Jacob is our Colt 45's announcer. I was going to bring him on at 7:30 this morning, but I had Paul Salisbury come in here. So I told him he had to wait till 8 o'clock. And Simpson's out now, right?
Yeah, Simpson's out.
Are you
out.
Still going to school there?
Yeah, I'm getting my master's degree in business administration currently and grad assistant with the athletic department under Rob Harley, Sam Nakata, Curly Wilson, all those guys who do a great job over there. Director of broadcasting, putting together our live network, the Red Hawk Sports Network. It's been fun. Called 120 games.
Are we going to do football games this year?
I hope so. It's always fun.
Who do we talk to? Connor?
Connor to Rob to all those people.
Yeah.
All those people above me.
Okay, now, Jacob, where are you from?
From American Canyon, California, down in the Bay Area.
American Canyon?
Yeah. You know where Vallejo is, where Mare Island Naval Base used to be?
Yeah.
Right, next door.
Is that it? American Canyon.
Yeah.
Never heard of that.
Heard way of it, down there.
Isn't that where they have that mothball ships is down there?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay, it's not Vallejo. Where is it? But there is a big fleet down there. Gosh, what is the name of that place? Why don't you look that up for me, Ben?
What are we looking up?
Okay, it's where they have a pretty big fleet of ships in this bay there, mothball ships, and it's down after you leave. It's between here and San Francisco. It's not Vallejo, maybe, but then they have a couple oil refineries there. Vallejo was there, but I think they're closing down.
Martinez area.
Yeah, that area down there. Anyway, okay, and so then you came to Simpson. Now, a little known fact. You're on the bass fishing team.
Was now.
Was.
I used my 4 years, but yeah.
Oh, so your eligibility.
Well, I mean, I think there's probably a way I could still fish, but just,
I thought you were getting your master's or something. Or is it just because you have 4 years of eligibility?
I think we do have 4 years of eligibility, but also just with what I do. I mean, 120 games in 7.5 months over 9 sports. You don't really have time to go across country and fish in Alabama like last year. So
Benicia.
Benicia, that's it. Benicia.
Oh, it is in Benicia.
Huh. Yeah, down there.
You learn something new every day.
Yeah, we used to, at one point when we were getting ready to deploy with our MUSOC, that's a Marine Expeditionary Unit, Special Operations Capable, we went over there and we practiced taking down ships. And show how we would do it, coming in, helicopters and all that kind of stuff. In boats. Let's talk bass fishing just for a bit. Now, I remember, because I'm a member of the Simpson Citizens Advisory Board, I remember when Dr. Hall came in, and one of the first things he said was he wanted to have a bass fishing team. And frankly, it caught us all by surprise, I think. A bass fishing team. And then he wanted to expound about bass fishing and universities and colleges. And this is a big thing. And so not only did he put together our first bass fishing team, you all did well enough to get national level sponsors.
Yeah,
for the team.
So I didn't know until I went and visited school after my senior year of high school. I went and I was talking to the coach, Alex Thiemann, at the time, and he kind of was like, hey, have you fished before? And I was like, yeah, because I had come up to Lake Shasta with basically my second family and fished Shasta, caught some spotted bass, had some fun, you know, at 16, 17 years old. And then I was talking to him about it, and he's like, are you willing to just learn? And I was like, yeah. He goes, okay, we can offer you a scholarship. We're looking to build this team. And from there, so all of freshman and sophomore year, I was out at the pond on campus every day with a bait caster and everything else. I'm asking all these questions because I knew about this much. Nobody can see on air, obviously, but
he knew very little about bass fishing. Got a scholarship?
Got a scholarship. It wasn't a full ride, granted. Why would it be? You know.
Yeah, but still.
But it's something. And then the rest is kind of history, but by senior year, we're nationally ranked. We go out to Alabama, three teams of us, so three pairs. Go out to Alabama, fish a national tournament at Pickwick Lake, which just finished up this year, actually. And, you know, you go out, we got top 50. We got in the, I think, the 40s or something. And then all
in the nation.
In the, yeah, there's about, I think there was 250 teams fishing it.
Wow.
And we.
250 teams. This must be a huge lake.
Yeah, very huge. It's on the Tennessee River. Yeah, it was, I mean, it's crazy to be on a, I'm used to fishing Shasta, Clear Lake, the Delta, Havasu, smaller lakes, smaller fields.
Yeah.
You go out to the East Coast, it's even bigger than it is here. And here in the North State.
You think of Lake Shasta as being a smaller lake.
Yeah.
When you're fishing on some of those.
Cause you're essentially fishing on a section of the river.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, you do not come closer to death sometimes as a bass fisherman than on a river, 40 mile per hour winds, 3 foot rolling waves. And yeah, there's people praying for sure, but it's fun.
But on the West Coast, the bass fishing team, I mean, y'all finished really high there, didn't you? I mean, there's a West Coast and.
Yeah. We're coined by Dr. Hall, I believe, the best in the West. There's about, I think, 12 teams or so mm-hmm. in the West, and nationally speaking, we are ranked higher than the rest of them.
Okay, so it's best in the West.
Yeah, pretty sure that still is true this year. I could be wrong, but I'm about 100% sure. So.
Okay. I'm here with Jacob Green, who is our announcer for the Colt 45s games. And even though we're talking bass fishing right now, we're going to talk about baseball. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of a denial, you need help. Work injuries can be life-changing for you, your family. You're not getting the treatment that you deserve, that you're supposed to be getting, then you need help. You need help from an expert, and that's Patrick Gorman. He is an expert in workers' compensation. You need to call him at 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation. You're going to talk to Patrick. He's the one you're going to talk to. It's not going to be an underling. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be a paralegal. It's going to be Patrick himself. You want to go back to work. Your employer wants you back. Your family wants you out of the house. You need help. And he knows how the system works and how to get you that help that you deserve, that you rate. Give him a call, 530-262-2168, go to GormanComp, that's C-O-M-P, GormanCompLaw.com. He's located in Palo Cedro. He's built the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento over the last 4 or 5 years. And the guy is honorable. He's a scrapper, and he will help you. We'll be right back with Jacob Green.
The sudden death of our Congressman Doug LaMalfa shocked us all and left a huge void of conservative leadership in the North State. With the support of the LaMalfa family, local Republicans, and President Trump, Assemblyman James Gallagher has stepped up to help fill that void. A family man from a farming family, a business owner, and Republican leader, no one is more prepared, more proven, and more able to do the job. Here's James Gallagher.
California has become the epicenter of fraud and waste in government. Over $125 billion have been lost to Medicare and unemployment fraud. $100 billion for a train to nowhere. And billions more spent on homeless programs that just don't work. Every dollar lost comes straight out of our pockets, making California the highest tax state in the nation. I'm James Gallagher. I'm running for Congress, and I approve this message because you deserve better from the government you pay for.
Paid for by Gallagher for Congress.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the company. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store. We're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right. It's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store. You're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Hi, I'm Rich McKenzie. I've lived in Shasta County for 47 years. You would say I'm as conservative of a Republican as they come. That is why I'm asking you to vote for Aaron Reznor for supervisor. Kevin Cry has embarrassed this county long enough. Our county is less safe, our money is being wasted, and he's not fighting for us or our children and grandchildren. Aaron Reznor will. Please vote for Aaron Reznor for supervisor.
Paid for by Aaron Reznor for supervisor 2026.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Mirror Talk Radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. When it comes to stroke and cardiac care, every second matters. That's why Shasta Regional Medical Center is honored to hold a gold award, from the American Heart Association, recognizing exceptional care and advanced treatment when it counts. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You can go on their website at ShastaRegional.com. I'm here with Jacob Green, who is the announcer for our Colt 45 games. We talked about his time in the bass fishing team, which is one of the top-rated schools in America. And Dr. Hall believes in athletics and scholarship. It should be scholarship and athletics. That he has built the athletic teams out at Simpson. My gosh.
I mean, tell me about it.
Wow. And right now I'm talking to him about a rodeo team, which he'd love to do, but that may be a bridge too far right now. Colt 45 is baseball. How long have you been broadcasting that?
Started two summers ago in between, well, now three summers ago. I'm entering my third summer doing it.
Yeah.
In between junior and senior year, which seems like forever ago. I was just a young buck then. That was the first time I was ever on air calling sports. Special thanks to Connor Sutton recommending me to reach out to you. And lo and behold, got trained by Austin White. who's currently serving our country.
Yeah, that's right. Kim White's son. Because he was doing it. And then he trained you for that. And gosh, was he he's an officer in the Army right now, I think, isn't he?
I think so.
Anyway, what's the hardest thing about broadcasting baseball?
Oh man, broadcasting baseball. I like to tell people nothing because baseball is the game I understand most, and I call 9 different sports at Simpson, which is only about feels like a third of the sports we have at Simpson.
Wait a minute. Okay, you call obviously baseball, football, basketball. What other sports?
Well, I say 9 different sports, counting men's and women's different, because as a broadcaster, they're very different.
Oh, that's right. So it's men and women's basketball. And you got softball.
Yeah, softball, baseball. Let me see if I can do this. Football, volleyball.
Volleyball. Okay.
A lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. Okay. So baseball over the radio. Is you've got to draw the picture to people.
Yeah.
And that can be, and at times baseball slows down. Correct?
100%.
And so how do you feel that? Does it just come from, you just talk about baseball itself, your knowledge of the teams? How does that work?
Talk to any great radio broadcaster, Korak, King, Scully, all those guys. It's prepare, prepare, prepare. If you're over-prepared, you're ready for anything. Sometimes these games go 3.5 hours, and that's not including pre and post. And we run a 10 to 15-minute pregame show and then maybe a 5-minute postgame show, depending on what happens. Lots of looking at rosters, writing out game notes, finding news articles. We don't really have the greatest access to players and managers, so we haven't really dove into that. Hopefully that'll be a new thing this year. We're going to
get in there. Get tight with them.
Exactly. Relying on a color commentator. My color commentator, Spencer Schlinge, does a great job. I've had him on. I've had my dad on. I've had Cole McMahon on for a couple of games here and there.
You know what? I'm going to come out one of these games, and I'll be your color commentator.
We got to do it.
Got to do it.
You're throwing out the first pitch Friday.
I am. So. Oh, yeah. And by the way, we're giving away tickets to that first. We're giving away tickets for the whole year, but you can use them for that first game. And I'm going to give away a family pack of 4 tickets to the Colt 45s game, and you can use them anytime. They're gold tickets, but come on out Friday. Linda's going to sing the national anthem, and I throw out the first pitch. It's Veterans Day out there, Veterans Recognition Day. And they asked me to throw out the first pitch. So if you want to get a little glee in your life, since I haven't thrown a baseball in approximately 25 or 30 years, maybe longer, come on out. Now, there's nobody I can play catch with. I don't even have a baseball glove anymore.
I should have brought my gloves to the studio this morning.
Bring one.
We could have played
one
in here.
Bring one back.
We could have played
I got a baseball that one of my David's wife got in the parking lot of Safeway from a grand slam homer hit. It bounced and she got it. And it's sitting there on my little awards board. You cannot pick up those tickets until tomorrow. Get their name and their phone number and I will bring them in with me tomorrow morning. And so we'll have them for you. All right. And I'll be giving away tickets all week, my friends. So if you didn't get them today, I'm going to give them to you. I'm going to give away some more tomorrow, Thursday, and I'll even give them away Friday. Now, these tickets are good for any time during the season. We got like 44 games, 42 games.
Oh, so something like that. It's a little bit more this year, I think.
Yeah. And
I counted right.
And we'll be broadcasting, at least half of them, maybe more.
Yeah, hopefully more. We need sponsors. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, by the way, if you want to sponsor a baseball game, not only do you get the baseball game that you can sponsor, you get a month's advertising here on the station, too, at a very reasonable price, because we want to support the Colt 45s, but I got to pay my broadcasters, my producers, and things like electricity. Okay, so, but I think it's important that we broadcast the Colt 45 games. We've been doing it for...
I agree.
A long time.
Provides me with a paycheck, so
provide
I
you
wholeheartedly
with a
agree.
Yeah, and start bringing in your invoices every week instead of waiting for 2 months to come in with them. Oh, here it is. And I'm like, gosh, Jacob.
I got to separate them better.
Yeah. Well, okay. So the calling of the game, and, you know, I asked, do you want shade out there? Because we could put an awning out there for him, a pop-up, and your answer was?
My answer was no, because I was like, it provides a blind spot that when you look up to look at a fly ball to see where it's going and you can't see that fly ball, it's really hard to call on the radio.
Yeah.
Because you're the fan's eyes and ears. Everything you say is painting that picture. You have, I mean, a plethora of things you need to say in a very short time span, but also rhythmically. You have to do it according to the cadence of the game. If it's a big moment, if it's a small moment, you want to build that up, build the tension, and make sure you're getting names right, make sure everything happening, you're kind of looking ahead, you're doing, it's, I'll geek out about it, but there's just a lot going on that you have to kind of condense and relay over the airwaves, because if you're relaying everything and essentially freestyle rapping it to listeners, they're not going to know what you're saying. So you have to be very smooth and laconic and, again, rhythmic with it, very articulate. And that's the fun part of it, because it's a challenge. It poses a very high challenge because you don't know exactly what's going to happen. You kind of have to guess as best you can. But all the great broadcasters talk about letting the game come to you. You prepare for it, and you work on maybe, you know, 3 to 5 hours in it before the game. You're working on stuff for 3 to 5 hours, I mean day of the game, before first pitch. Go on for the pregame show, do your pregame hit. Then you hop into the game, and you let the game just come to you and
wash over you.
Yep.
Like the surf. Okay, we got to take a break. It's 8:30 here in the morning. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop. Barbershop and baseball. You know, the old days, you'd be getting the haircuts and they'd have the baseball game on, you know, on the radio. Now they have it on the TV set. And you can sit in there. And Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old subway or Lucky Miller's, has been there since 1967, founded in 1960. And, yes, I have gone through a few barbers since I started going there in 07. As soon as I moved to Reading, I found that place and have never left. Never had a bad haircut. Great people down there. It's not a hair salon. It's a barber shop. I can make an appointment so it works on my schedule. So I give them a call at 530-244-9478 or go to Booksy and go to Reading and Cypress Square Barbershop. Set up a time. You get confirmation emails. You get reminder emails to tell you, remember, you have a haircut today. It's a great place. And like I said, it is the old-fashioned barbershop. It's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back with Jacob Green.
Vote Paul Salisbury for Congress. At 2 a.m, he gets calls most people never hear. He's worked in crisis. He's sat with families on their hardest nights. In emergency response,
in aviation,
and now in mental health. Right now, parents are having to choose between groceries and medicine. Veterans are waiting for months for care. Rural hospitals are struggling. Communities are divided. Too many people feel unseen. We need safer communities, affordable health care, and a government that understands what families are going through. We don't fix this by screaming louder. We fix it by listening. Paul Salisbury is running for Congress to serve people, not political parties. From the Redwoods to the Ranchlands, forward together.
I'm Paul Salisbury, and I approve this message. Paid for by Paul Salisbury for Congress.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Reading Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 19th annual Taste of Reading 2026. Sunday, June 14th from noon until 4 p.m. at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great lines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on 3 stages while listening to the Billies, Panda Express, Star Thistle, Preston Jacobs, and Cash featuring Ashley Black and Kane McGee. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at PremierOilChange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
These days, families are feeling it. Groceries cost more. Gas costs more. Everything costs more. And for a lot of folks here in Shasta County, it's getting harder just to stay. That's why Supervisor Kevin Cry stands firm against new taxes, because he knows what happens when government keeps taking more. Small businesses close their doors, jobs disappear, and families, they're forced to leave the place they call home. While other candidates talk about raising taxes, Kevin Cry has taken a different path. Under his leadership, Shasta County has balanced its budget without piling more burden on you. Because Kevin believes government should live within its means, just like the families it serves. Times are tough, but we're in this together. And Shasta County needs leaders who stand strong, protect our families, and fight for our future. Re-elect Kevin Cry for supervisor. Standing up for Shasta County.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect Kevin Cry, supervisor, District 1.
Hi, I'm Dr. Marie Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Welcome back. I was talking, but nothing was coming out. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebaum. 8:36 in the morning here on the 26th of May. 60 degrees out there, going up to a whopping 74 today, and we may even have a chance for thunderstorms later in the day. So stand by. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. I'm here with Jacob Green, who is, I found, as a small child wandering through the forest up in the Trinity. He was kind of a wolfling boy, and we brought him down, and we put him in front of a microphone and found out he had this savant ability to call baseball. Good morning, Jacob.
Good morning.
That's right. He had hair all over his body.
Which is very comical to say, given the fact that I'm 23 and have a baby face. With
that's true.
I couldn't grow facial hair when I try.
That's true. Jacob's been our announcer now. This is his third year. He announces how many? 172 games or something like that?
120.
120 games a year, not for the Colt 45s, but for Simpson University, where he does all of their sports. And we're going to try and bring back Simpson football this fall. You know, the one thing you need to do when you're doing the Colt 45s, you need to talk to every player, which I know you try to do, and get the exact pronunciation of their names. Because at least once, sometimes twice a summer, I get emails from grandmothers or parents that say, oh, we're so happy that you're broadcasting because we get to listen to the games and follow our grandson or our son in baseball. Because, you know, we stream all the games. And, I mean, they listen all over the United States down in, I guess it was Venezuela or someplace where we had a couple of players come up. but you pronounce his name and they spell it out phonetically. And I immediately go to you, or I forward you the email and say, here you go. And it'll be some of these names are hard, I will admit.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I mean, it's like, oh, my gosh, I have no idea how you pronounce it. So you got to get that one down. You know, I go back and I tell the people, thank you so much for listening. And I can hand it, you know, I've sent this on to our broadcaster. It will never happen again. And I've never gotten another email, so you must have gotten it right.
Thank the Lord. Yeah, what most people don't know is when we get rosters with Simpson, because they're college rosters, you get a pronunciation guide, which is always nice. Phonetical spelling, even that sometimes is wrong, but that's a whole other thing. But with the Colt 45s, everything's whatever I research, so there's not always pronunciation guides.
Let me go out to Rick and see if they will, this year, they'll give you the players' names and a phonetic spelling of it.
Yeah, I got to talk to some people, get that done.
No, I can talk to Rick, and we'll see. I mean, it's not that hard. I mean, they only have to do it once, unless they bring in more players.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't get a lot of Smith and Jones out there.
No, although we had a Smith and a Jones last year, if I remember correctly.
And did you say, oh, now we have Lloyd Smith coming up. God bless you, Lloyd Smith. And people will think, oh, isn't that nice? But what you're saying is, God bless your name is Smith.
Yeah, it was McGuire Smith, and I was like, okay, I can work with that. But we've had, like, Betanco, Mondujano. Those are easy. I mean, I'm from the Bay Area. You get a lot of different cultures down there, so you learn those pronunciations.
Yeah.
But when you international universities with that for volleyball or baseball or whatever with Simpson, that's been – or football. You get some hard ones in there that you got to pronounce. Oh, my goodness.
You get
quickly.
You get some Middle Eastern – not Middle Eastern, but Middle Europe names.
Yeah.
Like Croatia and Serbia.
Poland.
Oh, my gosh. And it ends in an I. And
yeah,
there's like
confusing.
Eight letters in it. And the only thing you can do is try, you know. And there's a lot of times, like in Croatia, it was CK. And there'd be CK and an N in a name. And it was like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You just kind of figure it out.
It took, yeah. Anyway, okay, so what's your favorite part about calling sports?
Oh, favorite part about calling sports? I love baseball so much just because I was raised on baseball, raised at the Oakland Coliseum, raised as an Oakland A's fan, and so I grew up around and submersed in that to where it was a family affair. That really grew my love of the game, and then getting to do it now on the radio, emulating, you know, Korak, King, Vince Catronio, all these guys I grew up listening to. And there's even more than that. Ray Fosse. Now getting to do that for other people is just it brings an extra element to every broadcast, which is always fun.
If you haven't heard Jacob, you got to listen to him. He brings joy to this. The only thing I do is I'll call the producer and say, score! What's the score? Because sometimes, you know, people will come in and they, you know, listen in the innings and, you know, if it's during the middle of the inning, you don't know what the score is. And then next inning, don't know what the score is because you're in the middle of it. So,
yeah, that's definitely one thing I need to get better at in my tenure. And then, David Wiley, my usual producer, is always great at, he'll be in my ears and he'll be like, what's the score? What's the score? And I'm like, oh, let me look at the scoreboard real quick. You're so submersed in the game that it's one of those extra things you got to throw in that people don't think about.
So now do you have like a signature saying or phrase?
Yeah. So my signature, which isn't actually my signature phrase, it's when I sign on, it's Jacob Green, Tiger Field, Colt 45s, something to that effect. Maybe give the weather. It's great to have you with us. That's the signature phrase. And then I also say the lights have taken full effect. Those are both tributes to the great Ken Korak, the longtime A's radio broadcaster going on, oh gosh, 41 years, I think. And it's just an homage to him. And
is that what he would say?
That's, yeah, both things he says. And he says both of those things kind of because of Vin Scully, who he grew up listening to. So it's that whole, you know,
Scully
line.
Scully just passed, didn't he?
He passed away, oh, I want to say 3 or 4 years ago.
Was it that long ago?
It might have been. I could definitely be wrong about that. But
yeah, I mean, he was a legend. You know, you've played baseball, though,
time. Yeah, for a very short time, but I played baseball. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, see, a lot of the great announcers, and you know, they've never played the sport. And I'm talking, you know, like football and some of those others. You know, they've got their color analyst who's there's, you know, been a player and all that. But a lot of the great broadcasters never played at a higher level. They just love the sport so much.
Yeah, and I mean that's kind of where I'm at. I played junior college, junior into senior year of high school, and played summer ball before I went to Simpson. And I had to make the decision of baseball or going to Simpson. I went to Simpson. It's worked out so far, and continues to work out. But it makes you appreciate the game a little bit more, I think, because you didn't get your final. The game didn't tell you to stop. You decide to change directions. So there's that extra life to the game, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But also the understanding of the game as a play-by-play guy versus your color analysis. Usually your color analysis would be the former player, as you said. And when you have the ability to do that as a play-by-play guy, it just sharpens your toolkit even more. Because you can hop into your own color analysis and you know things about the game, even as a player at a lower level. But, I mean, I'm played a couple steps below where the Colt 45s are at because they're a wooden bat league for college age kids. So,
which is very unusual.
Very unusual. But man, the crack of that bat is, it sounds good. I love it. The metal bat.
I love going out to the Colt 45 games. And you're right there. There's not a bad seat. You're there. You've got hot dogs and hamburgers and snow cones.
Their burgers are Wagyu beef mixed in. That I get a burger every time I go, pretty much.
They have, we have the mascot. The sun's down at that point when the game starts. Get the breeze off the river. It's beautiful. And the park itself, Rick brought in, I don't know how many tons of dirt. And this is special dirt for the infield. So the ball, when it comes true. It hits and it goes in a straight line. It doesn't bounce and go sideways. So, yeah, and he's been out there spreading that dirt for like 2 weeks. So,
yeah,
anyway,
he takes great care of it.
Oh, he does. Okay, I'm here with Jacob Green. He's a broadcaster for our Colt 45 games, which start this Friday. It's going to be Veterans Appreciation Night. Linda's going to be singing the national anthem, and you get to see me throw out the first pitch. And I haven't thrown a baseball in, like I said, in like 30 years. Will he be able to make it to home plate? I expect you to be videoing this. I expect it to be on YouTube. If the mascot's smart, he's going to hide. So, okay, we'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, I'm Rich McKenzie. I've lived in Shasta County for 47 years. You would say I'm as conservative of a Republican as they come. That is why I'm asking you to vote for Aaron Reznor for supervisor. Kevin Cry has embarrassed this county long enough. Our county is less safe, our money is being wasted, and he's not fighting for us or our children and grandchildren. Aaron Reznor will. Please vote for Aaron Reznor for supervisor.
Paid for by Aaron Reznor for Supervisor 2026.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the
1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Everybody calls the St. Lions!
Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community, a special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air, because everybody calls us 2212-642.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio. Here, wait a minute. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Barely. It's like you lost all your volume.
Well, turn it up, then.
You're turned up.
Test, test, test. How about now?
Yeah.
Wow, that was interesting. What else is turned on? Just his mic?
I'm all good.
Yeah, just your guys' mic.
You sound good. I just couldn't hear me right then. Okay, hey, welcome back to the show. Our last segment here, I'm with Jacob Green, who is the announcer for the Colt 45s and about 120 other games during the season, after our season, in fact, for Simpson University, where he's getting his master's there. This is his third year, starting his third year with us, and your color guy, Austin. No, not Austin.
Who's your color guy? Spencer Schling.
Spencer.
Local kid.
Local kid. Does he go to school there? Or is he?
Yeah, he's entering his final semester. He actually plays soccer. He learned baseball last summer, and every sport that that I've called at Simpson, he's adapted to, learned. He knows football really well, so he was my football color guy. He's on the soccer team, so he wasn't able to call soccer with me, but there's just been a handful. He's been absolutely fantastic. Can't say enough about Spencer. He's been my main color guy this year, and then a handful of other students, Xavier Mason, AJ Raffelli, all these current and former players, Hannah Parsons with women's basketball. I'm definitely missing a handful. Ryan Gavin helped me with soccer. All these students and people I know at Simpson that, you know, they want to hop on color, give them a little media training, and we talk sports for however long the game lasts, and next thing you know, it's uploaded to YouTube and it's there to watch. So,
wow.
Always okay. A fun time.
What haven't I asked you about broadcasting?
I mean, there's a very deep well we can get into.
No, but what question I haven't asked you that people should know about?
I think, oh man, that's a good question right there. Yeah, I think the level of preparedness that we have to be is always fun to talk about, but also the knowledge you need to have. I mean, we have a lot of information at our fingertips. We have Ad Reed's box scores that we're keeping score of. You know, roster stats galore. You have live stats sometimes. You're doing all this while sometimes we're messing with the board and tweaking sound according to what my producer says to fix based on, you know, X, Y, or Z in the air. And there's just a lot happening all at once, but we do our best to bring a great game to everybody and call it fair, call it good, but then also just, you know, have fun with it. That's the biggest thing I've told every color commentator ever that I've had is have fun with it. If you're having fun, you're passionate about it, and you're loving it, whoever's listening in will also be feeling that emotion, and that's kind of what I strive to bring to every broadcast is the passion, the love of the game. It doesn't matter what sport. Some games are harder than others. Some are easier than others. It just kind of depends.
What happens when you get, and we've had them, those, what's the longest game you've done?
Oh, man, I think we had a...
Didn't we have like a 14 or 15-inning game one time?
I think it was 12. I think 12? 11 or 12. It was...
Before you came, we had something like a 15-inning game. And,
yeah.
But the 12, how long did that go?
I think the 12-inning game was like 3 hours and 45 minutes or something.
Yeah, we had one that went past 11 o'clock one night.
Yeah, we had a couple last season that went right up to 11.
Right up to 11. Okay. And their scores, I mean, I've literally left the game, you know, like in the fifth inning, and we're ahead 7-1 or 6-1. So I leave like in the, you know, fifth inning, something like that. So I head back. And then I find out, you know, I go in and I tune in, and now they're in the bottom of the eighth, and it's 8-8.
And yeah, I'm like, or 17-2.
Or 17. No, I mean, the other team has tied us up, and now it's going. And I'm thinking,
yeah.
How do we, you know, do they get into a rhythm? Do teams get into a rhythm? And how do you break that rhythm? Do you bring in another pitcher? Do you, you know, does the catcher throw the ball back and hit a batter in the head or something like that?
I was gonna say, typically it depends. And when there's tension, we actually had a scrum. Scrum's a loose term for it, but a little bit of a, we call it an extracurricular activities post game.
Oh, is that right?
Just a little, you know, yelling and screaming a little bit after one game. A little pushing and shoving, you know.
Yeah.
Let the boys drop the gloves like hockey. But that's one way to do it. If you plunk somebody, that's rare. They don't really do that. There's no playoffs or anything. There's no
reason to plunk somebody.
Skin in the game, there's not really a lot. It's just to get more reps in, get better. But yeah, the teams get into a rhythm and you'll see, you know, they'll intentionally walk somebody or go visit out to the mound or the catcher goes out. Just all sorts of different
anything
stuff.
Anything to break the rhythm.
Yeah, they'll try all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, batter called time, step out. There's a lot of weird things that, you know, when it comes up on the air, they're clearly trying to ice the other team a little bit. But then we've had some great thrillers of, you know.
Oh, we have.
3.5 hours, but you don't realize it's 3.5 hours, which is the greatest compliment
they're
as a broadcaster.
They're scoring in every inning. There's bases yep. being stolen. And, yeah, you're right. I mean, at the bottom of the ninth, we're coming up, we're a run behind. I always feel like that the Colt 45s can win that game.
Yeah.
I always believe that because, you know, they've got a great record.
They always have a good offense.
Yeah.
Pitching's always, I mean, Rick Pacetti was on last week or the week before,
yeah.
and he even said, he's like, pitching's always the question mark. That's kind of baseball, but last year, the Alameda Anchor Series, which I highly recommend, come on out to the ballpark and or tune in. Alameda Anchors, managed by Coach Gibbs, who's the dad of somebody I went to school with at Simpson. Down from Alameda, but it was three games of just a great, great ball game every single night, and it was really easy to broadcast because it's 1 and 2 score games.
And we get players of incredible caliber here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, some of them can't show up until the day of or a couple of days after because they're playing in the World Series or the playoffs, national level playoffs. And there's from their schools that come out here.
Yeah, we got a lot of Palomar, Reedley, handful of local kids. We got Mark Anthony Carroll's back, Colton Sewell, Isaac Mandujano. We got some returners from last year and the year before, so it should be a fun season. Looking forward to it.
Okay. All right, Jacob. So how should people listen to the game?
Well,
it's one thing to announce it, but for listening.
1460 AM, 96.5 FM here locally. I don't know how far our airwaves stretch. That's a question for you, but you can listen online at kcnr1460.com. And
no,
also
kcnrradio.com now.
It's kcnrradio.com. I need to
yep.
lock that in before
Take
the
that
season
with
begins.
You. Take
yeah,
that
this
with
neon
you.
Sign right in front of me.
Yep.
I will remember that. Also, shameless plug. I got Ken Korak, who's my childhood hero, to write a foreword for my upcoming book called Dear Baseball. It's technically published on Amazon. It's not the final edit, but... You know, shameless
You've
plug
written
from
a book.
I've written two, but this one's the one that I'll advertise.
How old are you?
23.
Okay. There's a book in all of us. So
there is.
And what's it called?
Dear Baseball. It's on Amazon. Go ahead and buy it. Ken Korak wrote the foreword. That's the biggest reason I would say to buy it. But it's just about baseball broadcasting and the Oakland Coliseum. So if you grew up as an A's fan, highly recommend.
I remember the first time I went to see a professional baseball game. St. Louis Cardinals. My dad took me. And I remember walking in and seeing the infield, or seeing the field when we walked in. And it was just absolutely beautiful. The colors, the everything.
Most beautiful game.
Yeah, and I'm trying to remember who the who one of the big players was back then, but I can't.
Stan Musial.
Stan Musial, thank you. Yeah, that was back then during the Stan Musial days. That was a long time ago, but I was just a kid.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've only read about him in books, so. No YouTube highlights.
At least it wasn't Joe DiMaggio, you know, something like that. Okay, Jacob, thanks a lot. Our games start this Friday at 7 o'clock. We have pregame and then the game. Linda's going to be singing the national anthem. I'm going to be throwing out the first pitch, and then immediately after that, going over and getting a hot dog. So.
Sounds good.
Hey, everybody, have a great day. Tomorrow, the DA and the Veterans Council is going to join us. Have a wonderful day, and God bless America.
Back down, gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.